It's Thursday, February 8th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Tax cuts approved by the state's Finance Committee, but it's unknown if the governor will sign them. It's a 50-50 split between Trump and Biden, according to the latest Marquette poll. A new website lists all of universities of Wisconsin's online courses. And don't fumble with food safety when cooking for your big game day party. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. At the Capitol on Wednesday, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted along party lines to tap the state's $3.25 billion budget surplus for a $2.1 billion Republican package of income tax reductions and expanded tax breaks. Here's committee co-chair Representative Mark Bourne.
We know that we can take these surpluses of taxpayer funds, make strong investments like we did in the last budget in a lot of their priorities, and we can return some of that money to them. Hopefully the governor will recognize that this is a good compromise. We've respected some of the things that he identified as priorities.
Republicans said they tailored the tax cut to provide relief to filers making less than $150,000 after Governor Tony Evers vetoed a tax cut out of the state budget, saying it was too beneficial to the wealthy. It's unclear whether he'll sign this package. Democrats on the committee warned it will cause budget shortfalls in the future. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has voiced skepticism about the possibility of the Republican-controlled legislature passing new legislative maps that the Democrat proposed. Evers was asked about Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu floating the possibility earlier Wednesday of the Senate voting on the Evers maps. Evers says, quote, "I'll believe it when I see it," end quote. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is weighing maps submitted by Evers and others after it ruled in December that the current Republican-drawn maps were unconstitutional. The political stakes are huge for both sides in the presidential battleground state. Republicans have had a firm grip on the legislature since 2011. The latest Marquette poll projects a tight race for president in Wisconsin. Bob Haig takes a look.
The Marquette University Law School poll surveyed 930 registered voters in Wisconsin between January 24th and 31st. 49% said they'd vote for former President Donald Trump. 49% said they'd vote for President Joe Biden. The poll's margin of error, plus or minus 4.2%. Poll director Charles Franklin called the results the tightest you could possibly get. In November, the Marquette poll found 50% of registered voters said they'd vote Biden, while 48% supported Trump. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At the Capitol, a bill looks to improve safety measures around retention ponds. Ted Allen takes a look.
The measure, introduced by two Madison area state legislators in unison with a Madison alder, proposes three safety options: a shallow ledge around the pond, vegetation that's a minimum of 2 feet high between the pond and any easy point of access to the pond, or any other safety feature approved by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The legislation was prompted by the 2012 death of a 5-year-old boy who wandered from his home and drowned in a retention pond in Stoughton. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The universities of Wisconsin have launched a new website listing all online courses available across the system's 13 campuses. Officials said Wednesday that the website is online.wisconsin.edu. It lists more than 200 online programs and includes courses in 10 associate, 99 bachelor, and 95 master programs. It also includes links to the campuses that offer the courses. The site went live February 1st. System President Jay Rothman says the site will help UW market online programs around the world. Declining enrollment and a lack of state aid has left 10 UW campuses facing a combined $18 million deficit. If you fumble when cooking up those Super Bowl foods, a penalty could be a bout with food poisoning. Anne Bergonski tells us more.
Hosting a Super Bowl party Sunday, cooking up some wings and other Super Bowl food favorites, Agriculture Department food safety expert Meredith Carruthers says it's important to handle those foods properly.
Food safety steps are going to apply no matter how small your gathering is. If you're cooking chicken wings or any other kind of chicken, you want to make sure your chicken is cooked to a safe internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit as measured by that food thermometer.
If it doesn't reach 165 degrees, any bacteria bacteria in or on it could survive and multiply. Ground beef should be 160 degrees. Steaks, roasts, and chops to 140. For food safety questions, call the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline at 888-MP-HOTLINE or online ask.usda.gov. I'm Amber Gonski.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.